Now, will you notice we come here to verse 10 and 11, and right next to this, this lovely thing that she did, and the light of it, the love of it, and right next to it, we have here the plan of Judas to betray our Lord. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priests to betray him unto them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him. Now, this man Judas, his act is an act of darkness. And it's right down next to this lovely thing that Mary did. But the thing that we have here is this man plotting now to put Jesus to death. Now he's going to wait. That is, the plot was that they would wait till it was convenient to betray him. And you see, our Lord upset the apple cart. You find that in the Gospel of John. Our Lord, you remember, said to him, "What you do, do quickly." And Judas rushed out, and he looked up the Pharisees, and he said, "You better go get him now, because our plot's been discovered, because he told me that what I do, I better do quickly, and he may leave town." And they got the soldiers immediately, and they went out and arrested him. Well, let's notice what we're told here. Our Lord now is preparing for the Passover. I'm reading verse 12. "And the first day of unleavened bread, when they kill the Passover, his disciples said unto him, Where wilt thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover?" Now, again, we have something here that's quite interesting. The Passover was to be eaten with unleavened bread, and then 7 days of unleavened bread followed. I was in Israel at the time of the Passover, and then the hotel I stayed in Haifa, we had unleavened bread for the next 7 days. And I want to tell you, friends, I got pretty tired of that bread. I like hot biscuits, too. And that unleavened bread got very monotonous, but the rest of the food was delicious. I enjoyed the way they fixed lamb there. You can't help but recognize that this is an area where they raise lamb, and there's been no better picture of him than the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Now, the disciples, even here, they were meticulous in following the letter, the Mosaic law. And they want to know, where we're going to eat the Passover? Where wilt thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover? You see, they're going to do it right. That is according to the Mosaic law. "And he sendeth forth two of his disciples and saith unto them, Go ye into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the goodman of the house, The master saith, Where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples?" Now, again, I think this is a revelation of the human side of our Lord. And it also reveals the fact that there were those that loved him at this time, and that they were preparing the Passover for him. And it reveals the fact that our Lord was the omniscient God, by the way. And he says here the goodman of the house was evidently some unknown follower of our Lord. And there's no reason to doubt that there had been a previous offer of the guest room to Jesus. I'm of the opinion that sometime in those 3 years of his public ministry, this man had come to the Lord Jesus, and he provided this room for him. I think he told him, he said, "Now when you come up to Jerusalem for the Passover, I have this for you. This room will be prepared for you." This was what this man did. I tell you, this was a wonderful service he performed. You can do so many things for the Lord Jesus. This is what this man did. Now, he says here, Jesus celebrated the Passover, now notice, here in a borrowed room. "And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared there, make ready for us." This man had it ready for him. And I think there'd been a previous commitment on this. I think this man was a follower of our Lord. I don't think you need to read in here something that is not here at all. I think that the host on this occasion should not be blamed for not being there to wash the feet of the disciples either. It was a private Passover. You remember, our Lord had said, I shall eat the Passover with my disciples. And this man said, I got a room for you. And it would be private. And he'd not interfere. Now, you'll recall that we'd had a former experience like this with a little donkey for the triumphal entry. And his disciples went forth, came into the city, and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And I think that there had been an arrangement made for the little donkey. You see, our Lord knew what he was doing and made the arrangements as he went along.